Amen. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Whereunto also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but to them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is become the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Now here, laying aside. Now these are things that are contained like in the works of the flesh. You know, malice is, you know, kakuo, to injure, to do, basically to do bad to, you know. All guile, which is, properly it means, the root of it probably means like a decoy. It means a trick, or a, figuratively sense, wile, trickery, hypocrisies, hupocrisis, acting under a false part, envying, which means ill will in this sense. I mean, there's all kinds of different words that are translated sometimes envy. So I just give you that this one is the one that means ill will or ill will. It means envy, to hold ill will towards someone. And all evil speakings, defamation, literally speaking against someone. Okay. Verse 2 says, no, and again, I would say, like, you know, he says, lay all of this aside. Well, you know, people say, well, I can't. You know, we can't lay all this. I mean, we're going to probably do some of this sometime. That may be so, that you will do that. But you have to understand, in Christ, your faith is to be, I'm never going to do that again. Not by my own power, but because of the power of God, which is working in me, and able to do exceedingly above all that I could think or imagine. God is able to cause us to walk in all these things. No man is able to tame the tongue, but you know what? Even God is able to tame the tongue. But what does he say? Ask and it shall be given you, seek and it shall, and you shall find. So as newborn babes, when he talks about being born again, we are like babes, but we want to see Christ formed in us as a full man. Maybe that takes 30 years in your life. Maybe it only takes 10. I haven't seen Christ fully formed in me, and I've been believing on him for my entire life, actually. Because I never remember a time when I didn't believe in Christ. There was no moment I came to faith, really. You know, it wasn't like, oh, I remember I tried to, I'm going to receive the Lord now. I believed him my entire life. I actually did that, though. I went to, okay, I receive you, and I kind of would, like, up towards heaven, like, you know, something happened. I was trying to faith my way into the kingdom. God had already known me. Even as I had known him my entire life, he knew me even before mine began. But still, I was not born again yet. Even though I had faith in him. You know, I mean, Peter lived in a time where it was impossible to be a Christian from your birth. But anyways. the sincere milk of the word. I mean, you can't be born a Christian, per se, though people say that all the time. What I mean is, though, I was born in the faith because of my father. He taught me from my youth. When I, you know, in the cradle, he's praying over me in tongues. So all my life, I could never point to some point where it's like, that's when I first believed in God. That's when I first trusted Christ. My dad taught me faith from my cradle. I can't go back and think of a time. It's like, well, when did faith begin for me? I can't remember. I mean, it probably did, obviously, but to me, it's like, I mean, he didn't even testify of things when I was a baby. Things that him, to him that spoke of that there was something in me of God. And every godly father desires that for his children. I think of that on my kids. I don't think of them as like, they got to come to faith someday. Now, they have to have Christ formed in them. But in a sense, they already believe. They believe everything I tell them. If I told them the earth was flat, they'd believe me. For a while. That's the way children are. It takes more than faith. Is any, you know, a lot of kids are raised in Christian homes and they go off to hate the Lord. What, are they still saved? Because they believed one time? Because when they were six, they believed God raised them from the dead? And because he's talking about the milk here as babes, you know. I think of the starting point of faith. And, you know, from youth also to the youth of faith. You know, because, you know, when I got the Spirit, it was like I was born anew. Right? But I want to be renewed every day by the renewing of my mind. But I also want to be growing up. As he says, you know, not children anymore, but we want to be grown up into Christ in all things, as it is written. That's the whole point, is we got to grow up. So many people, their faith is locked in that initial I believe stage, which is more like conception than birth, honestly. In fact, that's a good way to put it, because he says, you know, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible. The seed of, you know, he that is born of God doth not commit sin, because the seed of God remains in him. You know, again, when you believe is just the start of your faith. You know, you still have to be born again. So people say, well, when you believe, you are born again. I never find that in the Word. Though I suppose you could believe in the same day, you could believe, get baptized,